response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and we're going to play a little game called What Did You Go In For and What Did You Come Out With? 877-591-9696. Give us a call and tell us what that thing was. Like, maybe you went in because you're like, oh, I've been nauseous for a couple days, and they were like, oh, by the way, you're nauseous because you're pregnant. Or something else entirely.
Yeah, this is a little more medical.
Yeah, yeah. The medical thing that you went in to figure out, and then you came out with something completely different. You know, maybe you thought like, oh, my hand kind of hurts. And then they're like, no, it's full on broken.
or you know, when you go like with your kid and then you come out with a prescription.
Yeah.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. So it's Mogan and Carla Mornings on B96. And I'm trying to set up an appointment with an ear, nose and throat doctor. And not because I sound like absolute garbage. Because I've had this weird thing, and I don't know what it is, but sometimes when I turn my neck, I feel like this like bump, like I'm going, like I'm driving and there's a bump in the road, but if I turn my neck, so I'm like, what's going on?
Like from left to right.
And I have a tendency to go to like the extremes. I'm like, this has got to be a tumor, a cancer. I'm dead, like already. So it makes me wonder like what actually could be going on in there.
And the thing is, it's very normal for us as humans to feel something and be like, oh my gosh, something is wrong. Especially when you like go on Google.
Yeah.
And before you start reading the AI synopsis, it's like possible reasons for lumps in the throat. And then it's like cancer. And you're like, no, oh my gosh.
So I'm like, is it that? Is it nothing? Or is it maybe, you know, something? Are they going to have to remove my vocal cords?
Stop. That would be your worst nightmare. And subsequently mine, because what am I going to do?
I would have no... This is the only thing I know how to do.
It's just yap it up with me.
And so I'm thinking... So I did a little bit of WebMD, a little Google research.
They say you're never supposed to do that.
I know. But it didn't give me a worst case scenario. It was just like, it could be... I've lost some weight, and it was like, could be, you know, because you used to have fat in your neck that was like keeping everything kosher, could just be like your Adam's apple bumping around in there. And so, but either way, I want to make an appointment.
Yeah, sure that you're okay.
Go in for this bump in my throat and see what I come out with. And I want to know, what about you? 877-591-9696. What did you go in for and what did you come out with? You know, like I said, maybe you came out with pregnancy. You heard those stories where people were like, oh man, my stomach hurt, and then I delivered a baby in a gas station.
Yeah, because I feel like it rarely ever is what you think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I remember I went in for a sinus infection.
Oh.
And it was a reoccurring sinus infection, and it had gone to the point where they were like, maybe you're allergic to a fungus in the lake. Like, I had had so many. And then one day, randomly, they go, do you still have your wisdom teeth? And I go, yeah. And they're like, we're going to take him out because I bet it's that. So it wasn't sinus infections. It was my wisdom teeth touching my sinus, like, nerves.
What does the wisdom teeth have to do with any of that?
I have no idea, but I haven't had a sinus infection since.
That's wild.
You go in for one thing, you leave with another.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ashley in Hammond, Indiana. So Ashley is part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Ashley, what did you go in for and what did you come out with?
So I went in because I had been suffering for like many years with sciatica pain.
Just step
like
back.
Low back. Yeah.
Okay.
Low back and down my leg.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, I carry 5 kids. My back's just like hating me for it. And next thing I know, after all the testing and imaging, I get a call and they tell me I have a 4.5 centimeter tumor on my spinal cord. Wrapped in my spinal cord.
Oh my god!
Wrapped in your spinal cord. So that's not something that they could just yank out of there.
No, I had an eight and a half hour surgery to carefully peel the nerves off of the tumor, which not all of them came off very nicely.
Oh.
So then I had to go through 28 rounds of radiation.
Oh my goodness.
First of all, Ashley, wow. And that must have been so scary because I feel like, and this is no shade to anyone who actually has sciatica, but I feel like everybody's always like, oh, my sciatica's acting up. I've heard it so much that I've thought it's like, oh, a common thing that people have.
Yeah, like that we could all just have
that. Yeah, but you straight up had a tumor, Ashley.
Yeah, straight up. I was like, oh, this is normal. It's no big deal. Let me go to the chiropractor, get it stretched out. And when that didn't work, I went to the next doctor and they're like, oh, hey, you have a big old tumor.
Whoa, so did the chiropractor stretching that out, did that like somehow make it worse?
You know what? I don't know. I really, it's not, it didn't work. I can tell you the chiropractor did not work.
But not for that. Yeah.
Not the tumor was like, I'm getting a massage. Yeah.
So is it all gone?
Yeah. No, it's not all gone. In fact, I have just a little bit left and I have to get MRIs every 6 months for like another 2 years. Oh. And then I go once a year for like the rest of my entire life.
Ooh. That's crazy.
Well, Ashley, you are so brave, and we know that you're a mama of many kids, and you've had a year. You can get through anything, queen.
Yeah.
I do try.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? If anybody can do it, Ashley
can do it. It's Ashley and Hammond.
All right, Ashley, thank you for the call.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
877-591-9696. What did you go in for, and what did you come out with? We want to hear from you.
It could be your story. It could be a friend's story.
It's B96.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings asking, what did you go in for and what did you come out with? 877-591-9696. Now, Sydney is in Barrington, one of the OG members of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Now, this isn't your story. This is a coworker of yours. And what happened?
Correct. So she told us that she went in for, she wasn't feeling good. She thought she had food poisoning. So she went in and she waited probably about like 3 hours or so because she went to the ER. And the doctor comes back and turns out that she was 7 months pregnant.
The worst kind of food poisoning.
That's intense food poisoning.
Absolutely. And so I was like, okay, how does that happen? And so she's like, well, I was older and I stopped getting my period. So I didn't think anything of it.
Oh.
So,
she thought it was just time. So
for menopause.
Yeah.
Nope. More like a round of applause for that baby.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I'm giving birth in 2 months. Fantastic.
2 months? So she thinks she's down the path of menopause, and she's probably going around saying, hey, guess what, everybody? I get to save money every month.
Every hot flash, she's like, oh, it's that menopause acting up.
How old was she?
She was 36, 37, I think.
36, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be a pretty early menopause.
Yeah. You could really go either way, but wow, imagine you go from thinking like, oh, that food last night was pretty bad, mm-hmm. to in 2 months, my life is going to change forever. How's her baby now?
She's great. She's doing good. She's awesome, and she's nothing wrong. Yeah. She's a very healthy, beautiful girl.
Yeah, and your coworker still hasn't hit that point.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks for that story, Sydney.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Love you guys so much.
Love you, too. Bye, Sid.
So what did you go in with for and what did you come out with? Genevieve, where are you calling from, Genevieve? Genevieve.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Genevieve?
Marengo.
Okay, Marengo. So you went in for what and what did you come out with?
Okay, so I went in to go get what I thought was just two wisdom teeth pulled out. Mm-hmm. And I come out a little bit later on, and I was still out of it from anesthesia, but I look at my watch, I'm like, damn, I've been here like 4 hours? What the heck? This shit will only take like an hour and a half. And so the doctor comes back in and tells me, he was like, did you know that you had five wisdom teeth? I'm like, excuse me? Because I had already had two extracted. while back. And then he's like, yeah, you had two growing on top of each other. So you had a total of five. And he's like, and you're probably going to get another one growing in. And I'm actually getting one growing back in right now.
Oh, my God. You are the wisest person. With all those wisdom teeth.
I'm a mutant.
You're maybe a little bit, but
that's also kind of cool. Now you regrowing your teeth.
I know, right?
I would love to see that crazy x-ray just to see this stack of teeth, this gang of teeth that are back there. That's so crazy.
That's what I said. So he didn't see that, and he was like, no, because all your teeth are wrapped around your jaw, so we had to go in. You had to do a lot of crazy stuff to get all of them out.
Did you,
thought it was just one big tooth.
Did you feel like there was, like, tension in your jaw that was removed when all that went away?
Yes, my mouth felt great. And like what Carlos said earlier about the sinus infections, they are related because I was getting crazy sinus infections all the time.
See, it's because all of those like nerves and whatnot are connected in your face and you don't realize how much like your
it's
teeth
all interconnected,
are
yeah.
Wow. So you
yeah, and especially when it's impacted, like when it gets infected, it goes up in your sinuses and your mouth.
Uh-huh.
It gets pretty gnarly up in there, but dang. Wow. So the tooth fairy, how much does she give you?
I should have gotten millions for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should have. For all that wisdom, you should be a billionaire. Well, I'm glad that you got that taken care of. Congratulations, and thank you for sharing that story with us.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
And you too.
What did you go in for, and what did you come out with? So, Marlene in Bolingbrook, you went in for a checkup. What was the checkup? Just like a PCP kind of thing?
No, well, it was an ultrasound. I knew I was pregnant. I took at home pregnancy test, and then I scheduled an appointment. And the funny thing, when they scheduled my ultrasound, my husband and I, on our way there, were like, watch, we have twins. So watch, we're pregnant with twins. But we started laughing, and then we went in, and sure enough, the first thing, as soon as they put the little machine into our tummy, my tummy, she's like, oh, look, twins.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have thought that the doctor was in on the joke. I would not believe her for, like, a solid month.
No, my husband was like, what? You're kidding. You're kidding. He kept saying it. And she's like, no, like, how many hats do you see? Like, how many babies do you see?
Ah.
It was, like, spontaneous identical twins.
And, identical twins. So that's got to be the reaction of every family that goes in to get that ultrasound when you realize that you're having twins. You're like, hold on, shut up. Like, how do you not just look at the nurse or the doctor, whoever it is, and go,
shut
the
up.
Yes, exactly. Even my husband was like, you couldn't tell me twins running your family. And then the doctor's like, oh, these are identical twins. Identical twins are just spontaneous. Like, it's a family, fraternal twins that run in families.
Oh!
Wow. So this just happened. So it's not a thing in your family. You're the first.
Yes, we were the complete first.
Wow.
In both of our families.
That's so cool. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, that's awesome, but what a surprise.
Yeah, how old are these twins now?
They're 6 years old now.
Oh, cool. Wow, what a fun story. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, coming up, 7:50. Can't crush Carla. We want to give away $1,000 today.
Yes.
And as we've said, I think today's the day.
Come and get them.
We're a little bit beat up today.
Come and get them.
Just come get this $1,000. Again, that's 7:50. Can't crush Carla. It's Smoke and Carla Mornings on B96.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.